Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work Podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Today we have another installment from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. One way of overcoming your fears of conflict and confrontation is through a technique known as exposure therapy and the use of what is known as a fear hierarchy. What is exposure therapy? Exposure therapy is the process of deliberately placing yourself in situations that cause you fear and anxiety. You'll need to immerse yourself in your feared situations in a gradual and progressive manner, starting from situations that cause the least anxiety and later advancing to those that cause the most intense feelings of fear. This technique allows you to practice staying with those uncomfortable feelings of fear and anxiety until they no longer bother you as much and you get to a point when you eventually overcome them. Exposure therapy is useful for helping people manage a wide variety of fears and phobias. For example, it's traditionally used to help people conquer phobias of certain animals, e.g. snakes, dogs, spiders, or situations, e.g. heights, elevators, crowded places. To help people pleasers in particular, exposure therapy is focused on extinguishing the fear of confrontation that prevents them from refusing others and standing up for themselves. Though it's typically conducted by therapists, you may also utilize the principles of exposure therapy and practice it on your own to help you get past your fear of confrontation and consequently diminish your people-pleasing tendencies. This can start with asking a server or barista to make a substitution in your order, or asking a stranger to hand you a napkin. It builds from there. What exposure training aims to make you realize is that conflict and confrontation aren't as bad as you have let yourself believe them to be. Saying no to a friend's invitation to a party won't lead to the catastrophic demise of your relationship or diminish your friend's goodwill for you. Telling a salesperson you don't want to subscribe to what they're offering won't kill you. Asking someone to wash the dishes, in a nice way, carries with it no negative consequences. Through exposure therapy, you get to see that you can confront people or even create conflict, and yet you can still get through the situation unscathed. The idea this technique plants in you is that it's okay to confront others when the situation calls for it. You will likely never be free of that feeling of uncomfortable tension you'll experience directly after telling someone no, but it becomes easier and easier with more practice. Despite how damaging they sound, your toxic beliefs are only half the battle. Once again, that selection from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Please make sure to visit Amazon.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.